It is now time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at 9:20 a.m. on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. And today, we look at the critical need for the organ transplant registration as National Donate Life Month kicks off this week. To answer your questions this morning, we are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Stephen Katznelson, a transplant nephrologist at Sutter Health's California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco. Thanks for your time this morning. And if you have a question you would like answered, please email us, askus@kcbsradio.com. So let's start with just how critical the need is for organ transplants. How many people are waiting for organs?
There are approximately 100,000 people waiting for the kidney transplants and other organ transplants in this country.
That's U.S. How about in California?
I believe it's upwards of 20,000 on the list locally. We generally have up to 10-11% of the entire country's waiting list in the state.
And the clock is ticking for these folks, right?
Yeah. With kidney transplants, fortunately, patients have dialysis to lean on to get them through to when they can get an organ transplant. But for other organs where there's not a dialysis option, people are waiting and dying on a daily basis.
So what does it take to increase the pipeline of possible organs to get to those folks who are on dialysis, who are clinging to life, waiting for that life-giving organ?
Well, for kidney transplants, we do maintain this long waiting list. Unfortunately, because of the economics of it, the waiting times in California for a kidney transplant are upwards of 5 years, depending on the blood type. And as I mentioned, some people are sick enough on dialysis that 5 years is an awfully long time to wait. To speed things up, the better option is living kidney donation, where a loved one or someone that the patient knows donates a kidney to them, and it gets the patients off the waiting list immediately and offers much better short and long-term successes.
And there's lots of different types of organ donation. Talk about directed. Is what you were just describing directed?
Yeah, so there's several different kinds of live donation. In directed donation, a recipient waiting for a kidney interests a donor to come and donate them a kidney directly. The other options are non-directed donation, where an altruistic person who just wants to help will donate to anybody. Those non-directed donations can generate chains of donation, getting many, many people transplanted with one kidney donation. The other option is for patients who have a donor who is not compatible with them, and we look at a couple different levels of compatibility. And when that happens, we have some special software that matches them with other similar donor recipient pairs who are not compatible to get these incompatible pairs transplanted as well.
How about diseased donor and paired donation? What are those?
So deceased donor kidney transplantation is for patients who do not have a living donor option. These are patients who are on the waiting list and wait till their turn comes up at the top of the waiting list to receive an organ from someone who's passed and has willed that their kidneys be and other organs be donated. Kidney pair donation is what I referred to already, where there's a living donor who wants to donate to a recipient, but they can't because they're incompatible. And those pairs go on a list. And kidney transplant programs like the CPMC Sutter Health program that have developed software to address this are matched with other such living donor pairs who are incompatible. That is kidney pair donation. Some people call it swaps, but kidney pair donation is just that.
So let's say someone is extremely generous and decides to donate a kidney. What can they expect in terms of quality of life after they decide to give up one of their organs?
Well, that's a great question, and we spend much of our time evaluating live donors to try to get them to the point where they can donate. Living donors go through an extensive evaluation. It's a medical evaluation and a psychosocial evaluation. By the end of it, if they're cleared by the transplant team and donate, their life is impacted minimally. Life expectancy of a person who's donated a kidney does not change after they heal up from surgery, which generally takes about 6 weeks to 8 weeks. They go back to working, exercise, having families. So the real important part of it is on the front end, making sure these people are healthy enough. But once they donate, they go back to regular life once they've healed.
So if you're healthy going into it, chances are you will be healthy with only one kidney.
Absolutely. I mean, luckily, most humans are born with two kidneys, and healthy humans can live with one for the entirety of their life.
Let's talk about what's being done to artificially create organs. We hear about robotic heart transplants from animals. They're even growing chicken cells now to be used in food. Is there anything new, any new hopes on the front when it comes to bioengineering organs?
Yeah, I think bioengineered organs will be the future. You know, I was trained decades ago, and this technology was supposed to be in existence now and easy to access. There are trials of bioartificial kidneys. As you've suggested, there are mechanical organs in the heart world, and the field of xenografting, which is that organs come from animals, has been used and has made the media, but is not, unfortunately, yet mainstream.
Okay. Well, bottom line it for us, because I know you have to run, what can people do if they're interested and they like to become an organ donor?
This is very important, and I appreciate you bringing this up, given that this is Donate Life Month. If people want, they can go to the California website. I believe it's Donate Life, or search up Donate Life in California, and can register as a deceased donor, so that should they pass, the organs can be used to help multiple people. For people who want to be living donors, they can contact a local transplant team, such as a Sutter CPMC living donor website, and sign up to either directly donate to someone they know or to act as a non-directed donor and donate to the pool of patients who need kidney transplants. Or they can also sign up at other transplant centers. Another way to go is if people want to donate to a person that they know, they can reach out to that person and the pair can come together to a transplant program.
All right, Dr. Stephen Katznelson, transplant nephrologist. Am I saying that right?
You are.
At Sutter Health, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for your time. Have a good day.